Federal parliamentarians joined today in paying tribute to the late and much admired on all sides Margaret Whitlam. But bipartisanship ended there. Under pressure from the opposition, the government's revealed that it's drawn the attention of the tax office to a scathing report into the Victorian branch of the Health Services Union. That report does not cover Labour backbencher Craig Thompson, who's the subject of separate investigations which are yet to be completed. Nevertheless, the coalition continues to target Mr. Thompson. Responding to an opposition question, the Prime Minister said she retained full confidence in her MP. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Question time began on a sombre note.
Mr. Speaker, Gough's privilege in finding Margaret was a privilege our nation shared and made its own.
We join the Prime Minister in offering our condolences to Gough and to the Whitlam family, and we join with the Prime Minister in expressing our gratitude for a great life well lived.
Kevin Rudd and Malcolm Turnbull affectionately paid tribute too.
Margaret Whitlam, a truly remarkable Australian life, a public life that is the stuff of inspiration, and we all loved her dearly.
The image of Margaret that I think speaks most eloquently of the woman is the picture of the swimmer, the Bondi girl, there in her swimming costume, looking out into the future, a future she could not possibly have imagined.
Then it was back to the daily grind, the opposition taking aim at backbencher Craig Thompson as the government's about to get another controversial tax through the Senate, the mining tax.
It's a question of who you stand for and what you are prepared to get done on their behalf. On this side of the parliament, we stand for benefiting the many. On that side of the parliament, they stand for a privileged few.
The opposition's trying to make the most of the industrial umpire Fair Work Australia's damning report into the Victorian branch of the Health Services Union, which exposed more than 30 breaches, including unauthorised travel, credit card use and salary payments. Three former union officials are facing federal court action, but Fair Work Australia found no case for criminal proceedings. The coalition's continuing its pursuit of the government.
With the members of the HSU themselves calling for action, has the Minister referred the findings of this report to the Australian Taxation Office for further investigation?
For months, the government stressed the importance of remaining at arm's length from the investigation. The Workplace Relations Minister, Bill Shorten, began his answer this way.
We are certainly reading the report. We've certainly... Oh, well. We are certainly going through that report, and we are certainly drawing it to the attention of the regulatory authorities to which we can.
He's since clarified his response, saying he's drawn the Fair Work report to the attention of the tax office. That inquiry didn't cover Labor MP Craig Thompson's conduct when he headed the union. That investigation's still pending, but the manager of opposition business, Christopher Pyne, was intent on pursuing the backbencher.
I direct the Prime Minister to the BDO Kendall report into the activities of the member for Dobell while an official of the Health Services Union, that found he was likely to have breached industrial laws and criticised his failure to question seven credit card transactions for adult services totalling $5,000, as well as other inappropriate spending. And I ask the Prime Minister, does she still have the full confidence in the member for Dobell?
I have expressed my full confidence in the member for Dobell, and I continue to do so.
This is a Prime Minister who is clinging to office with the support of the tainted member for Dobell.
In the last contribution, they hit a nadir, Mr. Speaker. They hit the bottom of the pit.
And her failure to act means that the taint that infects the member for Dobell now infects her and her government.
This parliament should be a clearing house in the contest of ideas. It should not be the forum for smearing Fair Work Australia, for smearing the member for Dobell. What it should be is a battle of ideas. That's what the Australian people expect here. They don't expect the scorn and derision, the grubby, filthy politics from those opposite.
For much of the day, the government and opposition have been embroiled in an argument about the latter's questioning the veracity of a medical certificate issued to Mr. Thompson, which says he's suffering from abdominal pain and will be unfit for work this week. The opposition's only granted him a pair to cover his absence today, saying the certificate's, quote, too vague. The president of the Australian Medical Association, Steve Hambleton, says there's no requirement for doctors to stipulate their patient's medical condition.
I would suggest that any employer can rely on a doctor's certificate. The medical practitioner stakes his reputation on the document that he supplies. The AMA advises our doctors that these are legal documents and they should be able to be relied upon.
Former GP Greens leader Bob Brown agrees.
I think once you start trespassing into this territory, everybody can get into some difficulty. As a former medical practitioner, I would say question medical certificates at your peril.
Bob Brown ending Alexandra Kirk's report.